Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Mets. Back with another one. It's time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Paula?
Morning.
Good morning.
Miss Paula, we're having issues with Trey.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. By the way, Trey, a player name. If you know a Trey, that dude's a player or a cheater.
If his name is Trey, stay away.
There you go.
Okay, can we start off with a little positivity or at least hear her out, Paula? I'm so sorry. What's going on with your man, Trey?
Well, that doesn't help. we've been together for a year, and it's been awesome. You know, usually that, oh, this might be too good to be true feeling happens at the beginning of a relationship, but recently things have been getting better, and I'm a little bit suspicious, and the reason is because I saw this notification come up on his phone for something called Buster.
What?
I asked him what it was.
Like Blockbuster, like maybe free movies?
Yeah, but with no E. It's just like B-U-S-T-R.
Got it.
Okay.
And he told me that it was a workout app that he was trying, and I looked it up. And apparently it's a dating app, but for bigger people.
What?
First of all, we're together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you big?
Am I big?
Yeah. You do not ask that to a lady.
No, I just want to know, does he have a fetish for big girls and you big? Because...
No, I'm not. I'm pretty average.
You're not thicker than a Snicker?
Oh, my God.
Because I like him thicker than a Snicker.
Okay, yes, you do. Now, go ahead, girl. So you looked up the app. That is weird. Did you talk to him about it?
I didn't, because I'm weirded out, and things have been getting better, from the bedroom to his work life, and, you know, he's bringing gifts. I feel like we're bonding more, right?
Over food?
No. What?
I just don't know if he's trying to, you know, fatten you up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I hope not.
Does he want you to listen to Lizzo at all?
You better don't. Huh? No, no. Girl, go ahead.
So then, like, I was putting it in the back of my head, but then last Saturday, he went out with his friends and got, like, super drunk. And he never does that, right? And he came home and passed out. But, like, 3 a.m., I woke up because his phone kept beeping and going off, and it was more notifications from this Buster. Like, he got 5 back to back. Ding, 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 ding. Right? And I just don't know. Like,
did you guys meet on any dating app?
No, we actually met through a mutual friend.
Wow, that's weird.
Oh, so it's not even like he has the app and it just by accident just never deleted his profile or something. Girl.
I don't know if he had it before, but certainly I had never seen any notifications from it before.
That is really weird. I guess I'm more so confused about why you wouldn't want to confront him, but I can also understand you're saying that things have been going really well in the relationship and maybe you just don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, like, I don't want to jinx it. And I feel like I've heard enough times where, you know, people have done this particular thing and, like, it's worked out okay. So I'm hoping that, like, that's what's going to happen.
So what you're saying is, if he does say another girl's name for the free romantic stay, you still have hopes of fixing your relationship?
I don't know.
She's got to eat more.
Oh, no.
Shall we?
Let's just call him up, man. Let's do the staycation setup. We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic stay, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. If he doesn't say your name, Paula, obviously he's cheating on you. We have counselors on standby. If you do want to work on the relationship, that's totally up to you, okay?
Okay.
We need his number. Calling him up next. It's that staycation set up with your morning mess.
I get my head done.
Stop.
The Morning Mess back with the staycation setup. We had spoke to Paula. She let us know suspicions of a relationship, her man cheating on her. She noticed that this app on her man's phone, it's called Buster, right? Correct?
I guess. I actually looked it up in the app store, and it really is for dating bigger people.
Bigger people.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Now, Paula, you're on the line. I had to ask the question. Are you a thicker girl? You thicker than a Snicker, or are you...
No, I'm just pretty average size.
Average size. So there's two things to this situation. One, he's in a relationship with you, and he's on an app that likes thicker women, and you're not thick. So there's a couple things that you need answers on.
Yeah.
Any history of him cheating on you that you forgave him in the past?
No, not at all.
And you guys never met at a dating app. You guys actually met through mutual friends.
Yeah.
The crazy part to me is you were telling us that the relationship has been going even better than usual. Like, I think you said, like, gifts or something that he was starting to bring home for you?
Yeah. Even just personally, I feel like we've been bonding more. Like, the sex is better. I mean...
You don't think that maybe he's overcompensating because he feels bad because he knows he's cheating on you?
I've done that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But, like, if he's cheating... That's something entirely different.
Right. So, you know what? That's what we're here to do. The staycation setup. So we're going to call him up. I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk, tell him that he's won a grand prize, ask him who he wants to bring on his free romantic weekend stay. The only name that he should be giving is yours, Paula. But if he says somebody else's, then you know what's happening.
Yeah. He's with a thick girl. And we're not going to play Lizzo this hour either.
Oh, my God.
What Stop.
Not if he's cheating.
I love Lizzo.
Same.
So does he.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Trey?
Yeah, who's this?
Trey, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. It's great news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, throwing in a honeymoon package. I was actually calling to confirm details with you, but I also wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
How did I get this?
You got this off of an online database that we're actually working with. So I work the front desk here, and I was just told to give you a call. So that's what I'm doing right now. Your name and number matches, so if you have maybe 60 seconds, we can set you up.
So wait, I'm getting, like, a free weekend at a hotel? Like, paid for? Done?
That is correct. Room service would be an additional charge, but the stay in itself is complimentary. It's a romantic weekend, so I can take care of your reservation right now, and we can schedule you if you're ready.
I mean, I guess, sure.
And I've got your reservation for us to get started. I've got questions. My first one for you is, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest. Because this is a romantic weekend stay, I wanted to give you the option to put something personal on there. And if you have something in mind, let me know what you'd like to write.
Put, let's do it big. With, like, an exclamation point.
Okay. I have that there. Now, Trey, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name to continue.
Sure. It's Amelia.
I can't f-ing believe it.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Trey, we do legally have to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5 right now.
What?
Yeah, your girl Paula's on the line.
Who is Amelia?
Honey, it's not like that.
It's not a workout app. Why did you have to lie about that?
Look, I'm not really like doing anything. It's just kind of like an ego boost for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like
an ego boost. Okay.
Yeah. Look, but that's like, all it is, man. Like, I just like I swipe and people like me, and it's all it is. I never. It's not like
you're
that.
Such a f-ing liar.
Right. Because why would you invite somebody to a romantic hotel that isn't your girlfriend? Then that doesn't make sense.
It's just to hang out. It's not like we're going out to go do stuff. You know what I mean?
What?
What?
Come on.
You're not going out to do stuff because you're doing stuff in the hotel.
Hello. Hello. Sometimes you got to get the muffin a concussion. Hello. Sometimes you got to do it, baby.
Oh, no. That is not what we're bringing into 2020.
Uh-uh. Ain't that right, Trey?
It's not like that.
It is like that.
Yes,
honey,
it is.
It's not like I'm not doing anything like that bad. It's just like we're just hanging out. It's
mm-hmm.
like a hangout.
You better put your belt on.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, is that how you've gotten, like, new moves in bed? Have you been safe? Are you, like, exposing me to some bull?
Oh, I thought you were safe, like, lock the door.
Joey, what?
Internet. It's just internet.
No, it's not. Because romantic weekend with fucking Amelia. Oh, my God. Have you been safe? Seriously. Because if you give me a fucking STD, I will cut your shit off.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, okay. Whoa.
Okay. That's a good question, though.
What has happened?
He gave that muffin a concussion. That's what happened.
Okay.
Stop.
Come on now.
All right.
Why would you string me along? You don't need to waste my fucking time.
Speaking of waist, how big is this girl's waist? Like, how do you like them? Like a 40, 42?
Stop.
Or like...
You don't need to give that information.
Yeah, that's
inappropriate. What you really need to do right now is you need to be honest to your girlfriend.
Like
okay?
Lizzo.
You need to be honest with her and tell her because she asked a real question and she needs an answer.
Well, look, you're not getting anything, okay?
I'm not getting anything?
I don't know what you want me to say, okay?
You know what?
Out of control.
I'm done with you. I don't want you to say anything, okay? Y'all need to let him go.
Okay.
Cut him off. I don't want to hear your voice anymore.
Okay. Well, with that said, Trey, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure it's like a hang up on you. Hold on. Miss Paula, you had every right to say what you just said.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to cuss. I'm sorry.
You should forget him and see women, thick women, and then flaunt her around him.
What?
I don't.
A nice girl is a thicker than a snicker. I got the hookup for Twinkies.
What?
To stack up.
I don't even want to know what that is, girl. That is so... I'm sorry.
Karma.
Joey's on his own journey right now. I don't know what path he's on, but what I have for you is
I got the hookup for Ding Dongs. I got the hookup for Hostess. Anything.
Do you need to go on the app? Because I don't...
B-U-S-T-R, you said?
S-T-O-P is what I'm saying.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.